Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle.
So, Elliot, with all of these market sell-offs in Asia and beyond and the big sell-off on Wall Street, it makes me think, where would you want to put your money?
In an emerging economy.
Indeed. So would you consider getting property in Vietnam, for example?
That's a very interesting proposition. I visited Vietnam, I think, last year, and I see so many tourists there, such a booming economy. You know, if you go to its largest metro area, it's quite crazy. And you can only imagine that, you know, once all the infrastructure is set in place, it's going to be perfect.
Yeah, huge potential, young population, very tech savvy. So real estate in Vietnam has been booming in recent times, especially in the nation's largest metro area. And buying a condo in Ho Chi Minh City is an increasingly popular way to invest in their stellar economy.
Yeah, thanks to rapid economic growth, the rising middle class and an influx of foreign capital, the country is now a property investment hotspot. In fact, just recently, Apex Realty Limited, a leading real estate services provider which operates market lending real estate brokerage in Singapore under the ERA brand, announced the acquisition of ERA Vietnam.
So this move provides the group with access to Vietnam's vibrant real estate market. So you want to ask the question, why expand in Vietnam and how vibrant exactly is the property market over there as compared to other countries in Southeast Asia? I think in the current climate, these are all very pertinent questions.
For sure. You know what? We've got on the line Jack Chua, who's chairman and CEO of Apex Realty. Jack, good morning. Thanks for taking the time. How are you?
Hey, good morning. Good morning, everyone.
So tell us a little bit about Apex Realty's unique franchise model. ERA Singapore is actually under you guys, right?
Yeah, correct. I mean, Apex Realty hold the master franchise right for ERA in the Asia Pacific region.
Okay.
So basically, country right from Japan down to Australia. But currently, we have operation in 10 countries in this Asia-Pacific region, and Vietnam is one of them.
Yeah, so there's a lot of excitement around, you know, the potential of emerging economies, particularly places like Vietnam. We've just talked about that. But let's just talk about how you've been doing. So you posted a net profit of $5.5 million for the fourth quarter ended December 31st. That is up a whopping more than 33% from a year ago. I mean, how did you do it? We had cooling measures in place in the Singapore economy. How did you do it?
Yeah, I suppose the cooling measure was implemented last year, July. So I think the fourth quarter of last year, I think the market was quite bad. So we suffered, I mean, not a loss, but a less profit for the quarter. But I can see that this year, the transaction have recovered. I mean, you can see that the project transacted unit is close to 10,000, which is above last year 9,000 units. So I would say that the market has recovered. So that's why we record a higher revenue and profit for the fourth quarter 2019 compared to fourth quarter 2018. And I think moving forward this year, we are expecting the market will be better. Okay, I mean, in the recovery.
Jack, looking at the broader picture around the Asia Pacific area, which is your biggest market for Apex Realty?
Okay, just last year, we acquired Indonesia, we acquired Thailand, and we acquired Malaysia, and lately we acquired 38% of Vietnam. So basically, if you look at the Asia Pacific region, Indonesia is my next high bigger market, then comparatively will be Vietnam, then followed by Thailand.
Mm.
Yeah, so in particular, how does this change things for you on the ground and for your customers? Does it open your customers up to a much broader offering?
I suppose that for Singapore customer, I think you can transact through our network in this region. And for the customers in the Pacific region, they also can go through the network and purchase property in Singapore.
Jack, so we mentioned earlier how you guys have recently acquired ERA Vietnam. I believe you mentioned 38% of Vietnam, am I right?
Yes, correct. ERA Vietnam was in operation since 2017.
Okay. So how long has this acquisition been in the works, and at 38%, do you have a timeline to raise it even further? What are you looking at right now?
I mean, we awarded the franchise to a local company in 2017. So over the last 2-3 years, they have started to grow their business. So we find that the timing is right. So we decided to invest into the company. That's why we acquired the 38%. Of course, you won't rule out that in the longer term, we may acquire a bigger stake in company.
Yeah. So now is where we satisfy our listeners, you know, the fact that we have driven up the idea of investing in Vietnam. You've got to tell us why Vietnam is such a plum market right now.
I suppose that Vietnam is a growing market. I mean, if you are aware that Vietnam population is about 90 million, and in Ho Chi Minh itself is about 9 million population. So it's a bigger market than Singapore. In terms of property transaction, in fact, in last year, there are about 26,000 of new home transacted in Vietnam. As compared to Singapore, it's only about 10,000. So you can see the size of the market. Mm. So that's why we decided to enter the market. And I suppose that just now what you talked, Ryan has talked about, I mean, it's a growing economy. I think a lot of investors, a lot of investment are pouring into Vietnam. So you really can see the property market is very active and there's a lot of potential. I mean, that it's a growing market that we are expecting the prices and value to appreciate.
But just to dig a little bit deeper, sometimes that you know you have this joke in finance news that if you're hearing it on the news, you've already missed the opportunity. I mean, I'm assuming that this is a market that has already grown quite a lot. What sort of percentage potential then do you see it to grow more?
I would say that it's still a growing market, okay? There's a lot of potential. I mean, in the double-digit percentage growth, okay, in the next few years. I suppose that there's a phase that today high is tomorrow low. So you really cannot underestimate the potential of all this. I mean, you just look at Singapore economy. I mean, over the past few years, the property also have appreciated in the long run.
So if let's say right now, Jack, if I'm interested in buying a property in Vietnam, and if you can try and relate it to like HDB size, what would a property cost me in general? And as a foreign buyer, what do I need to take note of? I mean, any extra taxes, restrictions and all that? How can I prepare myself to invest in a property there?
In fact, the private property in Vietnam is relatively cheap compared to Singapore. Okay, it's even cheaper than a HDB flat in Singapore. So you can imagine that, I mean, we are talking in the range of about 200 to 300 per square feet. Okay, so an apartment of 3 bedroom, maybe 1,000 square feet, will cost you about 200,000 to 300,000, okay, in this region.
Okay.
So as a foreigner, you are allowed to purchase. You can hold the title. So you are the legal owner of property in Vietnam. The only difference is, if you are the Vietnamese, if you purchase a property, it's with a freehold title. If you are local, I mean, if you are Singaporean or foreigner, okay, if you are purchase a Vietnam property, it's 50 years title. But again, not to worry. Once you sell it to a local, this title will convert to a freehold status. So that is the only difference. But again, in the investment, really, there's no difference at all.
Okay.
50. A bit unique,
so,
right?
So, yeah, okay. So I just need to make sure I sell the property within 50 years to a local.
Yeah, correct.
Then it's still, well, that's an interesting workaround.
Yeah, so I suppose that is no different. I mean, I don't see that you will hold a property for more than 50 years.
I mean, especially if you're already 40. Any mistakes that you see investors make, something that you could share with us to make sure we don't do the same thing?
I suppose Singapore location is also important. I mean, because if you are in the better location, I mean, there's always limited supply. But if you are in the location, there's a plentiful supply. Because Vietnam is a big city. I mean, it's a big country. It's unlike Singapore, whether you are east and west, north and south, is quite near to the town. But Ho Chi Minh itself is different. So the location is one of the important factors.
Let's talk about the sort of finding a tenant. Because a lot of people, if you invest in a property, you basically want some income coming in from it. If you're Singaporean, you're not going to be staying in that property daily. Is it an easy thing to do, finding tenants in Vietnam? And which cities in particular would be best for tenants?
Okay, I suppose that there's an import of foreigner because there's a lot of investment and a lot of businesses that are now starting in Vietnam. So to find expatriate to rent your property is really not an issue, especially in the in-city, like Ho Chi Minh, to a certain extent, Hanoi. Okay, so to get a tenant is not an issue in all these growing country.
Okay. Jack, what about this COVID-19 situation that's happening now? I mean, travel surely will slow down, but if people still need a place to stay, are you seeing a slowdown in transactions? Has the property market already been affected, especially in countries like Vietnam?
Okay, I suppose that you can see the number of cases and in Vietnam is not many.
Yeah.
Okay, so I suppose that will not really affect the market. I mean, so far, my feedback from the EIA Vietnam counterparts, I don't think it affects the market at all in Ho Chi Minh City.
So still a lot of foreign investment looking to go in?
Yes, correct. I mean, there's no travel curve on this country, so you can in and out freely. in this Ho Chi Minh City.
Yeah. Jack, I don't know if you saw the news this morning, but it's certainly been all over our program. Of course, rate cuts happening all over the world, a big one in the United States. But the expectations are for this to continue worldwide. I'm guessing that's pretty good for your industry because people can get mortgages at lower rates.
Yeah, I suppose that I think sometimes it's an opportunity. But again, I think in the long run, investment in property is really a good investment.
Yeah,
that's true. That's something that we grew up with. Our parents would say, invest in a property, buy a house.
Very much. Me too.
I know it's proven. It's proven even in Singapore and in Southeast Asia.
Yeah, well, on that point, I know we're talking about Vietnam, but where else, just outside Vietnam, would you say is your most exciting market when it comes to real estate investment right now?
Yeah, in a way, I mean, because it's growing, so I think we are expecting a lot of participation, a lot of actions in this Vietnam. Of course, in other countries, like places like Indonesia, I also see that there's quite a lot of potential because currently they are talking a lot of talk about a lot of foreigners' ownership in residential property in Indonesia. So if this law is going to pass, so you're expecting more retail investors to invest into Indonesia residential market.
We've been speaking with Jack Chua, Chairman and CEO of APAC Realty. Jack, thank you so much for taking the time this morning.
Thank you so much.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.